Support for KNKX comes from Portage Bay Cafe, with reservations now available online for all four Seattle locations. Offering local, sustainable, and organic foods grown in the Northwest, Portage Bay Cafe is open for breakfast, lunch, and lunch delivery online at portagebaycafe.com.
Live in the KNKX studios today, singer Denise Donatelli and her friend Anton Schwartz on sax. Denise began her musical pursuits as a classical pianist, and after raising her kids, she picked up jazz in Atlanta, Georgia, then caught on with the great composer and arranger Neil Hefti in Los Angeles, which led to plenty of commercial and television work, and she's been releasing her own albums for the past decade or so. Three of those has been nominated for Grammy Awards, including last year's Find a Heart. She's singing alongside Anton Schwartz on sax at Tula's tonight and tomorrow for the Earshot Jazz Festival, and we are thrilled to present, along with Anton sax, Randy Porter piano, Michael Glynn bass, Matt Jorgensen drums, it's Denise Donatelli.
Thank you.
Thank you.
under the spell of your call. I would be caught, caught in the undertow. So you see, I've got to say no, no.
Live in the studios at KNKX with Anton Schwartz on saxophone. The band is at Tula's in Belltown tonight and tomorrow for the Earshot Jazz Festival. And let's get to know Denise Donatelli a little bit. Great to have you in town, Denise.
Thank you.
Now, I understand you, as a child, were an accomplished classical pianist, a musical family. Your parents were both really into music, and your siblings, too. In fact, I think it was your sister who had a big jazz collection.
Totally.
What was...
You've done your homework.
I've done a little bit of research.
He does.
Now, you were doing a lot of classical piano. Did jazz work its way in when you were a kid playing classical?
Well, I grew up in the country, and there really wasn't, my when I wasn't going to school and doing my homework and practicing the piano, there really wasn't much else for me to do. I mean, we were surrounded by farmland, and so I didn't have a typical childhood where I could go out and play with the kids. So that's what I would do. I would listen to my sister's jazz records. Mm-hmm. And it's probably where I got my foundation. And, I stopped taking classical piano lessons in high school, much to the dismay of my parents. But I proceeded to go to college and then got married and had two children. And really wasn't a thought. You know, that I could be out there performing and singing, especially with two young children, and then a subsequent divorce. So I ended up in Atlanta, Georgia, and I met some musician friends, and they encouraged me to go to a jazz jam. And I guess after a couple of glasses of wine, I got the courage to get up on stage and sing. And Russell Malone at the time was living in Atlanta, and he was touring with Diana Krall. And my go-to song was I Thought About You.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we're going to do that one for you now.
Oh, wonderful. Love to hear that. Denise Donatelli live in the studios on KNKX.
Took a trip on a train, and I thought about you. I passed a shadowy lane, and I thought about you. Two or three cars parked under the stars, a winding stream, moon shining down on some little town, and with each beat, same old dream, and every stop that we made, I thought about you. But when I pulled down the shade, then I really felt blue. I peeked through the crack and looked down the track, the one going back to you. And what did I do? I thought about you. Thank you. laugh all about you. Two or three cars parked under the stars, a wine stream, moonshine down on some little town, and with each beam I had that same old dream. At every stop that we made I thought about you. But when I pulled down the shade, then I really, 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 really felt blue. I peeked through the crack and kind of looked down that track. One going back to you. And what did I do? Tell me, what did I do? Tell me, what did I do? I thought about you.
Denise Donatelli with Anton Schwartz on the saxophone, live in the studios on KNKX. They're at Tula's tonight and tomorrow for the Earshot Jazz Festival. That tune taking us back to the early days. Quickly after that, Denise Donatelli caught on in Atlanta, was doing a regular show, at a hotel there.
Oh, well, I was working during the daytime at Turner Broadcasting. And then three nights a week, I did a steady gig at the Ritz-Carlton Hotel downtown. Mm-hmm. And I met Freddie Cole there. He was a regular that would come in. And anyone who was performing in Atlanta, they would put them up at the Ritz. And mm-hmm. met a lot of people.
That's pretty cool. And I guess it was probably some of your broadcast connections that led you eventually to Los Angeles. Is that right? How did that move come about?
Well, I had, I did. From Turner Broadcasting, we worked a lot with some L.A. people, mm-hmm. and that's how I ended up out there. I thought, well, I'm gonna make the transition, and I'm so happy I did.
I guess I would guess one of the names you would love to be associated when you get to L.A. is Neil Hefti.
Oh, my
and,
goodness,
I wonder what that relationship was like when you start working with that great arranger.
Well, I met him. I was doing a studio radio promo, or I'm sorry, it was television promo for Frasier. Mm-hmm. And the creative director got this idea to do his song Cute, and interject some edit some clips of Frasier, like falling over a stool, or you know, just funny. It was a commercial for Frasier. And Neil was there at the recording, and I was saying, "Mind if I say you're cute?" And then, you know, they'd show a clip of Frasier falling over something. And anyhow, that was when I first got there, and I asked Neil if he had any clues on how to get a gig out here, where, and he helped me out a lot.
The L.A. scene is coming along. There's some pretty cool clubs down there, Blue Whale and Catalina's, mm-hmm. and I think the Jazz Bakery will be open, reopening
right.
again soon.
Hopefully.
And it still does seem like in Los Angeles you're going to be connected to TV and film work for sure, right?
Well, I've done some Simpsons. In fact, they're honoring Alf Clausen on Sunday.
Oh, wow.
So when I fly back on Sunday, I'm going to be part of the Simpsons Chorale.
That's wonderful. I remember the episode where you got the feature singing.
Oh, yeah.
The Nancy Sinatra parody.
Yeah, Alf called me up and he said, "Can you sound like Nancy Sinatra?" And I said, "Of course." Right? What am I going to say? No. But I said, "Of course I can." And I worked out all of her inflections and deadpan-esque delivery.
Mm-hmm.
I
check out the
anyhow.
Episode YOLO. You only live once.
Right, you only live once.
Denise Donatelli live in the studios. She's here with saxophonist Anton Schwartz. Mm-hmm. They're at Tula's tonight and tomorrow. And she's, I think, three of her albums have been nominated for Grammys, including the most recent, Find a Heart. I wanted to talk about some of the material on the album because it's unusual and, well, not so much these days, that there's a couple of older standards on there from the Great American Songbook, right. but also some more modern pop songs. And I would love to ask you about how you feel about the older standards blending with more modern tunes. It seems like it was kind of... It had to happen eventually, right? It's inevitable.
Disconnect. No, there went no. My heart's still with the older tunes. You know, I mean, this is what I grew up listening to, am pretty much what I cut my teeth on. And but it just feels that when you're recording, I mean, once Ella Fitzgerald and Sarah Vaughan and Carmen McRae and Nancy Wilson, once they do these songs and they're just so perfect, you know, it's hard to imagine you could ever improve on that.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So I've looked, and there are so many great composers that are living today. Mm-hmm. And I started out compiling the list of songs for Find a Heart. I wanted to honor two friends of mine, Dick LaPalme, who would always encourage me to do a Steely Dan tune, and he was very influential, and that was the first. The Big Noise New York was the first track on the album,
mm-hmm.
and so it was written by Donald Fagen. So we started, you know, and I started looking at other composers, Russell Fronte,
mm-hmm.
from the Yellow Jackets. I did his Love in Paris Rain, and Brenda Russell wrote the lyrics to that, and Billy Childs, and you know, just I looked through you know, once I got on that vein of what I wanted to do, it got very easy.
Yeah.
So,
Denise Donatelli with Anton Schwartz sax, and we've got a fantastic band, Randy Porter, Michael Glenn, and Matt Jorgensen, piano, bass, and drums. They're all at Tula's tonight and tomorrow. What would you like to sing for us next, Denise?
Well, we're going to do a Beck tune.
Well, there you go. There's something more modern.
Mm-hmm. And he actually never recorded this. I found his songwriter on Amazon, which is beautifully packaged. A booklet of sheet music and about 21 songs, and we went through all of them, and we found this one, which, you know, I selected it because the lyrics were he obviously had a really terrible breakup and this is like the revenge song, and it's so much fun to sing. So it's entitled Eyes That Say I Love You. When the night has gone cold and you're standing so alone on the threshold of the rest of what you know. When the fever has died out, turned a flood to a drought, left a chill inside that's burning like a glow. You'll come running with eyes that say I love you. You'll come running with eyes that say I love you. You'll be blind, you'll be blind, and I won't know you. I won't see you, I won't need you, I won't love you anymore. When the poison from the wound slowly takes hold of you, and the only way not to drown is not to fight it. When you're falling down the stairs with your superstitions and despair on a helter-skelter fall to your demise, you'll come running. Say I love you, and you'll come running with eyes that say I love you. You'll be blind, you'll be blind, and I won't know you. I won't see you, I won't need you, I won't love you anymore. Oh, you thought that you would never need what I could have. Thank you. place a stone in the grave on the plans that you made. They can only go as far as you can throw them. Now you'll come running with eyes that say I love you. You'll come running with eyes that say I love you. You'll be blind, you'll be blind, and I won't know you. I won't see you, I won't need you, I won't love you anymore. 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 Thank you.
Denise Donatelli with Anton Schwartz on saxophone live in the studios on KNKX. They'll be at Tula's tonight and tomorrow night for the Earshot Jazz Festival. Denise, I think we had one more ready. Did you want to squeeze in one more before we send you on your way today?
Should we do practical?
Sure. Yeah, let's do one more. I think our in-studio audience has been clamoring for, let him do four. Let him do four songs. So we'll have one more from Denise Donatelli.
I hope you're coming out tonight or tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night.
Yay! Okay, great. This is a song that I found on Sting's last album entitled The Last Ship, which later was actually a Broadway play. Only this song, I fell in love with it on the album, but this song wasn't included in the play. It's called Practical Arrangement. Am I asking for the moon? Is it really so implausible that you and I could soon come to some kind of arrangement? I'm not asking for the moon. I'm not asking for a rainbow, just a practical solution to a solitary life with one roof above our heads, a warm house to return to. Start with separate beds. I could sleep alone or learn to. I'm not suggesting that we'd find some earthly paradise forever. I mean, how often does that happen now? The answer's probably never, but we could come to an arrangement. Practical arrangement. You could learn to love me given time. I'm not promising rainbow,
just the practical solution to a solitary life. I'd be a mother to your boy, a shoulder you could lean on. How bad could it be if I were your wife with a roof above our heads, a warm house to return to? You wouldn't have to cook for me. You wouldn't have to learn to. I'm not suggesting that this proposition here could last forever. I've no intention of deceiving you. You're far too clever. We could come to an arrangement, a practical arrangement, and perhaps you'd learn to love me given time. It may not be the romance that you had in mind, but you could learn to love me. Given time.
Glad we got a fourth one in. That was nice. Denise Donatelli, live in the studios at KMKX. Anton Schwartz on saxophone, Randy Porter and Michael Glynn and Matt Jorgensen, piano, bass, and drums. The band is at Tula's tonight and tomorrow night. I don't think it's sold out yet, so get your tickets and pile on in there. It's going to be a great time for the Earshot Jazz Festival. Denise, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much.
It was a wonderful time. Thanks also to the members of our leadership circle and the audience here. It's your generous contributions and the support of all the KNKX listeners that have made these performances possible. I'd also like to thank our studio session sponsors, Portage Bay Cafe. Thanks to Michael Goode with Vibe Vision Seattle for the video production and engineering the show and producing all of our studio sessions, the great John Kessler. Hear him tomorrow night and Sunday on All Blues here on KNKX. And with that, we'll send it back to Robin Lloyd with more Midday Jazz on KNKX.